Brian Noonan in for Ro Khan and Anna DeVellantes, who are on their holiday vacation. I'll be with you tomorrow, and then I'll be with you in this spot all next week. Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's Neil Diamond time. No, it's...
Come on, Roger.
It's howdy doody time.
All right, thank you for nothing.
You're welcome.
It's the top five on the Ro Khan show. Let's go.
This is the top five at five on the Ro Khan show.
It is time for the top five at five on the Ro Khan show. Let's get things started, shall we? Always, always fun to do the top five at five.
You like how I led into that for you?
Yeah, you blew it, Roger. It was supposed to be a very easy thing to say 5 o'clock, but that's all right. It's time for...
Number five.
Number five. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's suspending his presidential campaign.
I want to thank everyone who's taken this journey with me. You have honored me with your support. I believe we've run a campaign you can be proud of. We put forward bold and practical solutions to big problems, like retiring our debt and fixing a broken immigration system.
All right, Graham's polling numbers never got out of the single digits and have basically flatlined in recent weeks. But in a video message on his website today, Graham said he only got in the race as a hawk to push for more U.S. boots on the ground in Syria and Iraq before the terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino.
Four months ago, at the very first debate, I said that any candidate who did not understand that we need more American troops on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat ISIL was not ready to be commander-in-chief. At that time, no one stepped forward to join me. Today, most of my fellow candidates have come to recognize this is what's needed to secure our homeland.
Well, that's very nice that he's taking credit for it, considering nobody really remembered that he was in the race. I think, what, single digits and then nothing, basically? So there you go. Now, so he's out. Now, how many does that leave? How many Republicans does that leave? 17?
Oh,
I think it's still about 12.
Yeah.
There's still enough for 12.
Two debates.
Yeah.
I think the first group.
Well, the upper 10, the upper tier and the lower tier.
Right. And the lower tier was like four. Now they're down to three. And someone has to run out and get the beer.
Well, we'll see. January 24th is the next GOP debate. So 28th is the next GOP debate. So we'll see how many actually show up. I know Chris Christie was excited. He got to go to the big table and, stand there with Donald Trump. So we'll see if anybody else jumps around or moves around. We'll see. But Lindsey Graham gone from the race. Good luck. We bid him farewell, even though we didn't even remember he was in the race.
Number four.
Number four. In an interview with NPR News, President Obama says in the wake of the financial crisis and in a more global, technology-rich economy, some wages have simply been flatlining for some time. But he said Donald Trump is taking advantage of that anger and frustration.
Particularly blue-collar men have had a lot of trouble in this new economy where they're no longer getting the same bargain that they got when they were going to a factory and able to support their families on a single paycheck.
Well, isn't that what all politicians do? They try to, preach hope and all this, but then they also play on people's fears. I'm the only one who can save you. I'm the one who can bring jobs. I'm the one who can keep the wolves at bay. I'm your candidate because without me, you're in a lot of trouble. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. So, I mean, for the president to single Donald Trump out, he's the most vocal about it now, so it makes sense. But really, when we look at it, they're all basically the same. Every politician wants to do the same thing. Should we keep rolling? Why not?
Number three.
Number three. Number three. Controversial R&B singer R. Kelly walked off the set of HuffPost Live today during an interview gone bad with host Caroline Modaresi-Tirani. Caroline Modaresi-Tirani. The singer, who has been accused but was never convicted of sexual abuse by multiple women, was questioned about the impact those allegations have had on his music career by the reporter. That's when things took a turn.
People obviously are still fans of yours, I'm not disputing that. Mm-hmm. People are conflicted, and that's what I'm asking you the question about. People are conflicted
because... Can you count them?
They are... while I'm reading some of the tweets here, there are multiple messages. Here's another one. Can't listen to any R. Kelly
records. You have a lot of positive stuff
on there
as well.
I know, and I read some of them. I read some of the positives. I'm going to read this one.
That was your introduction to reading the positives.
All right, I'm going to read this one because this is a
fact. But I didn't come here for negative. I came here for positive. So as long as I'm sitting on this couch, I'm going to tell you how wonderful my fans has been.
We have some more. R. Kelly would not be restrained.
So what I'm going to tell you is that I am going to sit here and talk to you like you are the beautiful lady you are. And I'm going to talk to you with respect. And I'm going to let you know that any other negative things come at me out of your mouth as far as negativity, I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk out and I'm going to go to McDonald's. Hopefully the McRib is out. And I'm going to home to Chicago, and I'm going to play me some basketball, go to the studio, and just, you know,
he's got a full
and work
day
on my next album.
Well, he's got a full day planned once he walks out of
that's
that interview.
Busy.
He's got stuff. He's got stuff to do.
And what happens if they're out of McRib?
Well, then he'll get up, walk out of there, go back to Chicago, play basketball. But he was not finished. R. Kelly was not done. He had more.
What do you say to the multiple fans? The many fans who are watching and listening that
say
there have been multiple accusations against you, against young women in Chicago, and they are concerned about your past, and that's impacting them from purchasing your music sales.
I love them all. It doesn't matter who they are. If they hate me, they love me, they want to destroy me, whatever, I love them all. And I love you, too.
You don't need to give me any of your love, sir.
Wow. You don't need to give me any of your love, sir. Is that what he walked off? Because once you shun an R. Kelly's love, he's packing it up and going to McDonald's. He's got things to do. He's willing. He's offering you his love, and you say, no, no. R's going to go, I got a basketball and a McRib waiting. That was his agenda. That's not me making up an R. Kelly agenda. That was his agenda earlier in the interview. She sounds lovely, but she was ready to go after him, and R was having none of it. None of it. So then he bailed.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
You don't need to give me your love, sir. R. Kelly shut down on TV today. Walked off. That was number three, but we continue on the Rokan Show with the top five at five with
number two.
Number two, indeed. Oh, this, you thought your Monday was bad? Not even close to our man Steve Harvey. The Miss Universe crown went this year to the contestant from the Philippines, but only after the runner-up from Colombia was accidentally crowned.
Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia. Okay, folks, I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
Unbelievable. Host Steve Harvey says he made a mistake and didn't read the card correctly when he announced Sunday night in Las Vegas that the contestant from Colombia, Adriana Gutierrez Arevalo, had won. She had already been crowned by the previous year's Miss Universe, also from Colombia, when Harvey returned to the stage to apologize.
Let me just take control of this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner-up is Colombia. It is my mistake. Still a great night. Please don't hold it against the ladies. Please don't. We feel so badly, but it's still a great night. Thank you all.
And then poor Steve Harvey sulked off. Miss Philippines had this to say after the event.
We're trying to fix the problem now, and I'm trying to explain to everyone that it wasn't, I hope that I did not upset anybody, like the Latino community, especially the fans of Miss Colombia. I'm the voice of Miss Universe now, so I'd like to send my apologies for any confusion that happened. And I hope this doesn't affect your relationship with Miss Universe and, of course, your relationship with the Filipino community as well.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's blaming Miss Philippines. And the Miss Colombia looked exactly like Sofia Vergara, didn't she? She looked and sounded just like her. The best thing about this whole thing, and I like Steve Harvey. I've worked with Steve Harvey before. I actually drove Steve Harvey to the hospital one time in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's a fascinating story. I'll tell you over a drink one day. But so Steve Harvey took the heat right away. So he did all he could. He made a mistake. He owned it immediately. It's a cluster. But my favorite thing was that Donald Trump then had to weigh in. Trump had to jump in. Listen, he said he would have named two Miss Universe winners because if the mix-up had happened when he still owned the Miss Universe pageant. Quote, what happened to the girl from Colombia is devastating. He said that on the Today Show. I think I would make them co-winners. It would be very cool. Really? So everybody gets a medal? Because that's very much what Donald is teaching all the time. It's I thought if you weren't a winner, you were the loser. Or a loser, according to Donald Trump. So Trump sold the Miss Universe pageant, as you remember, because he got in a little trouble with NBC Universal and Univision after some of his comments. So he acknowledged that the incident was a, quote, terrible error, but conceded that such mistakes can happen on live television. He praised Harvey, calling him terrific and a great guy. Isn't that what he says about Jeb Bush? Right before then, he slams him. So there you go. Well, that's it. Boy, oh boy, that was a good top five of five. I think it's pretty much time to... Oh, that's right. We didn't do this one.
Number one.
I know I need to learn how to count. The dating game theme. Yesterday marked the 50th anniversary of the dating game, the popular show which featured bachelors and bachelorettes choosing a date from among three candidates, none of whom they could see. It was hosted by Jim Lang, who died in 2014. Here's a rare clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger from 1973.
Okay, girl number two. These are my measurements. Now don't freak out. Biceps 22 inches, chest 57, waist 33, size 29. What do we have in common?
You get smaller as you go down.
By the way, this is not true.
Oh, by the way, that's not true. Hey, here's a clip of Michael Jackson from 1972.
Number one. Whenever I go out, girls are always following me. If we go out together and a bunch of girls start following me, let's hear what you say to them to make them go away.
Get away from him. He's mine, not yours.
Same question number two.
Number two.
I'd say, you better scat right now.
You better scat. You had better scat, which is really what we have to do because that is all for the top five at five.
The top five at five.